It is time for another review segment. Davo has returned to the mic.
Yes, I have.
To the mic, I mean.
Now, you are not only our music correspondent, you are in tandem with The Bone, Riley Bone, our movie and cultural correspondent.
Yes, that's true.
And you have seen what is, I've been told, the latest cultural phenomena.
Yes. It's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
According to the posters that I see at the train station.
Very nice. Yeah,
well, that must be true.
And what have you gone to see?
Weapons.
2025 horror film.
This is a movie, ladies and gentlemen.
The movie, not he hasn't confused. Just gone to see a bunch of knives.
Now, I know those of you, know, you in your in driving home or at work or in, listening to this medium that is radio, an old-fashioned form of radio.
Yeah.
This is like the talkies, except the music and sort of noise is all now part of the package.
Uh-huh.
And it's all in colour, so that's cool.
The movie?
Thanks for playing along, boys. David, how is the film?
That was really electric.
Really, really, really good. I'm going to preface this by saying this is a spoiler-free review. Nice. Of course, no one wants to get spoiled.
No.
So if you are
unless
particularly...
You're
thanks, Adam. If you are particularly scared, maybe tune out for a couple minutes and then tune back in.
Yeah.
Make sure you do because we'll know if you don't.
Are you scared of people?
I'm going to scare a lot of people, maybe.
Wow. A radio scary. Could be a first on 2SER.
I'm nervous.
Are you ready for a radio first to be scared by David?
Okay, take it away, Davo.
So the movie starts with a voiceover from a child.
Uh-huh.
And the opening scene is a bunch of school kids all
scary.
Run out at 2:17 a.m.
Niche.
Into the darkness.
Uh-huh.
And they go missing. All these school kids are in the same class, and they all go missing except for one kid.
Ooh. Oh.
And the movie starts from there.
Because she has really bad breath, probably. Sorry. Halitosis can be a serious medical condition.
When I was at preschool, I was the fastest to run to the swings.
You'd have been the first out of the town. That's pretty impressive. Sorry, David, continue.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Great opening scene.
Yeah.
Set to Beware of Darkness by George Harrison. Great song.
By George Harrison.
I was very excited to hear it. And the movie goes from there, switches between perspectives.
Oh, okay.
It's set in a small town, so there's about six characters that each get their own little segment.
Good, nice,
you get to see the events play out from their perspective.
Bit of narrative interchange?
Yes, yes. Very...
And he nodded enthusiastically at me. Yeah, sorry, David, please.
Very non-linear.
Yeah.
Right.
Which we love.
So it's kind of confusing.
Sort of secular.
No, it's very easy to follow.
Right. Okay, that's good.
So straightforward but non-linear.
Okay. I mean, you've kind of told us what you think, but
where?
Yeah, let me get into it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So. One thing I was really surprised by is when the movie is not like entirely focused on the mystery, it's still super engaging. They spend as much time as possible making you know who each of these characters are and giving the performances enough time to flourish.
Nice.
And making you really care. Some of the highlights, obviously the two leads who are Julia Garner.
Uh-huh.
And from the TV show Ozark, and Josh Brolin from just about everything.
Remind people which character she played in Ozark.
I haven't seen it, so I have no idea.
Thanks, David.
No, hey, still counts.
She was the daughter?
She has, like, the southern accent.
Anyway,
And
sorry,
my friend remarked after the movie about how he thought it was weird that she didn't have that accent in the movie, because he was so used to seeing her in Ozark.
Wow.
Anyway, they're both great in it. Highlights of the movie, though, for sure, for me, were Alden Ehrenreich.
Oh, yeah.
You may know as
Han Solo.
Young Han Solo.
Oh, right.
And Guy from Oppenheimer.
Nice.
Yep. One of 37 guys.
Yep. Guy from Oppenheimer. Oh, guy number 12.
Yeah.
Sorry, she was Ruth in Ozark. The young Ruth.
Ruth.
Great input there, Greeny, as usual.
Yeah, Alden Ehrenreich, he plays a police officer who is extremely highly strung.
Oh.
And reminded me a lot of John C. Reilly from the movie Magnolia.
Okay.
And this is another point I wanted to make about the movie, which I'm stealing from another review.
Uh-huh.
Stealing this from the great folks at Red Letter Media on YouTube.
They
mentioned in their review how the movie is very similar to Magnolia in the way that it balances all these different characters and plot lines as they converge as well. And how the movie has a lot of different homages to early Paul Thomas Anderson, the director of Magnolia.
So a bit of a harkback.
Kind of. Which I really appreciate because I love his movies.
Mm.
And if you watch the movie, there's tons of homages to all these different things. There's a great one to The Shining at some point towards the end. Sorry if that's a spoiler.
Is there much symbolism?
There's plenty of symbolism.
Right.
Plenty, plenty. A lot of triangles. So when the kids run out of the house, they have their arms out at like a 45 degree angle.
So they're like Naruto running kind of.
Sort of.
Did that take you out of it in any way? Or was it?
No, because I went into it knowing that there was going to be Naruto running. Okay. And it's not quite Naruto running. So right. It's like.
Okay, it's Naruto adjacent, I suppose.
I've got one question if we.
Please.
If, I don't know if you've got any, Tim. What do you think the most sort of strongly recurring motif of the film was? Without spoiling it, of course.
Well,
if you can't answer it without spoiling, that's fine.
I'll tell you this.
Okay.
It's not actual weapons.
Oh.
There's really only a couple weapons in the movie.
Is the weapon...
One on the hip of the police officer?
Is the weapon the friends we made along the way?
Okay.
Tim, you got any questions?
Why should people go see this, basically?
You should go see it if you're a horror fan, because it's really scary. You should go see it if you saw the director's previous movie, uh-huh. Barbarian,
yep.
Because I believe it improves upon it in basically every way.
Oh, they did Barbarian. Actually, yes. Okay, I do.
Yes.
I do know what that is.
And it's also, if you're a fan of dark humor,
yep.
You should also watch it, because it's similar to Barbarian in that way, in yep. that it's very scary, but also very, very funny.
So, okay. Just... To go out, clearly you think very highly of it.
Yes.
How scary, like, is it terrifying? Like, children, no?
The children, absolutely not.
Okay.
Unless you're, like, a really cool child.
if you're a cool young person,
yeah.
Head into weapons.
But, you know, be careful, because sneaking in can get you in trouble.
Yeah.
I did see some...
Don't be a naughty cool kid.
I did see some under 15s get banned from the movie. Yeah.
Dave. Well, that's disgusting.
They tried to get somebody to buy the ticket for them.
Oh, like alcohol.
Yeah. A lot like alcohol.
Good on them. Don't do that. Send me out by Fader there.
Just condoning alcoholism there.
The ticket. Yeah. Not the alcohol, but also no. Thanks, Dave.